This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Hello again. I'm here with my third installment of four on the topic of dealing with disappointment and possible failure. All of this, as you'll recall if you've been listening, arose out of an email I received from our friend George. I'm calling him George, that's not his name. But he wrote about how he was struggling after 3 years of work in a cross-cultural setting and dealing with the fact that everything he seemed to do was wrong, everybody was critical over him, and they didn't like to do things his way, and he didn't know what to do about it. So here we go, and we're talking today about I shouldn't have bad feelings. That's one of the things that George sort of alluded to. I shouldn't be having these bad feelings. A corollary to that is I shouldn't let other people know that I have bad feelings. So, you know, we're going to talk about a number of things. Okay, so where does this come from, where I shouldn't have bad feelings? I think it comes from the me versus them concept. Now, what in the world does that mean? Well, it goes back to our expectations, and our expectations is that it's me versus them. Now, versus sounds pretty hard, but you know, it's sort of like we want to be in a win-lose situation with those people around us rather than a win-win. Why do I say that? That sounds really bad. Well, sometimes we have this attitude of, I can't be honest with the people around me, whether they be teammates or local people. They can't see me as vulnerable. I am their teacher, boss, consultant, and that is, I am essentially their superior. And this is a very subtle thing in most all of us, and in some of us it's not that subtle, but it's very subtle, and it really gets us into trouble in that it sets us up to bring out the most defensiveness in those people around us. The fact is, we are here as co-learners. George, you and I need to remember that all the time. For me, I have a special problem with that because I'm the professional. You may be a professional too. But, you know, we're here as co-learners. I need to learn from them. I need to learn from my co-workers and the local people. We are here as humans. We are all human beings. We share that distinction, that being a gift from our Creator. We are all here in the same boat. And that humanness in us is both good and problematic. We have many wonderful characteristics for each other, but we also have many things that keep us apart and hurt us. And that goes both ways, from the local people and people like George, who lives there doing a job. And that group and member are very important to us all. And so those kinds of things can give us real problems. And we are here, remember this, we are here as happy and hurting together. Everything happens as a purpose. I believe that. But I also know that I'm going to have good times and bad times. I do. I have that here at home. Why would I expect that I wouldn't have that when I was living in a different cultural context? I don't know. I don't know that we often think about it that way, but I'm trying to think through some things here with George so that we can understand what some of those underlying things are. So what do we do about this? Well, I think we learn from our mistakes. George feels that people are contradicting him. He feels that he does things wrong. We've talked about ways in which he can gather input from the people around him, where he can use them as his teachers, as opposed to him only being the teacher. We also learn when we're thwarted or prevented from doing something. So many times we may think that not making progress is to lose progress or lose forward motion. I think sometimes being stuck in something gives us a special insight into that situation. And it helps us to learn about ourselves, and it helps us to learn about the context that is occurring locally. So I don't look at being thwarted or being prevented from doing something as necessarily a failure. Should we have bad feelings? That's what it goes back to. Should we have bad feelings? I want to focus on that now. I think to say we shouldn't have bad feelings is to say that we can't be human. To be human, to be who we are, means that we experience life and all of life in its subtleties and its various and wonderful specificities. We are going to be happy. We are going to be sad. We're going to be glad. We're going to be tearful. We're going to be frustrated. We're going to be angry. We are going to be anxious. We are going to be wonderfully quiet. We're going to be noisy. Everything in life we are going to experience, and we're going to experience that wherever we are. Certainly, some things, if you look at the metaphor of pots on the stove, some things are going to get moved to the back burner. We may not be as loud and boisterous in some context as we could be at home, but we still are going to be happy and boisterous in maybe a more contained way. Why? Because we can't help it. Should we have bad feelings? Yes, because we can't help not having bad feelings. Now, the question arises, well, then what do we do with the bad feelings when we have them? Ah, that's the problem. In George's case, I want to ask George, what do the bad feelings do to you? Some people that I've talked to, the bad feelings set us up for a feeling of being in an extreme negative place. Everything is interpreted from that bad feeling perspective. For example, if George had been mistreated or had had some money taken from him or felt that he had gotten a bum deal in the marketplace, he might develop an attitude that he generalizes to everybody in that market. That may not be accurate. Somebody maybe did take advantage of him, but he needs to contextualize it and say, I'm going to have to be more careful in my negotiation. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have one of my local friends come with me and negotiate and help me and watch me and give me feedback, because I need the help and concern of local friends, and I need them to help me figure out what I'm doing wrong. Here we're getting back to that teach me attitude that was so apparent in previous sessions. So George needs to ask, am I carrying an unreasonable attitude or a negative attitude about those people around me? And this doesn't just happen to be with local people. It can be with people on the team that are from George's place where he lived, his home. He can decide that certain other people are lazy or they don't care, they have poor standards. And it may be that that's what they do, but maybe not. I don't think he should focus on what they do and use that as a wedge to be driven between him and his teammates. I think it has to be worked out. Things have to be worked out and talked through. And while George did a great first step of reaching out and talking to his support network through email, he needs to take some of that back to the people that were really involved with him and that work with him on a daily basis. So should I have bad feelings? Yep. Can't get away from it. You're going to have bad feelings. You're going to be angry. You're going to be hurt. You're going to be hostile. But that's all part of the package that lets those other people there know that you are human too. And if our goal is to live where we don't usually live and to be in situations where we are presenting a picture of differentness and wanting people to consider that, then they need to see the whole package of us. And they're not going to reject us out of hand. Most people will say, oh, okay, you're just like me, therefore I can approach you. So as we deal with all of this, George, don't let the disappointment get you down too much. It's okay to be disappointed. It's okay to be hurt, but you're reaching out and just keep reaching out and learning. And that's going to make a big difference. Talk to you next time.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.